What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Before I get started, don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Also, don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz, New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com, and shout out to the Dizzle brand. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. You know how we do. Do your dizzle on ice. All right, we're getting a few topics. First, I'm going to get into some of these scores. We'll go over these scores. Basically, Houston won 37-21 over Jacksonville. I picked Jacksonville. I was wrong with that. Chargers 20-16 over the Washington football team. I picked the Chargers for that. Seattle won 28-16 over the Colts. I picked Seattle on that. Carolina beat the Jets 19-14. I picked the Jets on that. I lost that one. Minnesota lost to the Bengals. Bengals won 27-24 over the Vikings. I picked the Vikings on that. I lost that one. Arizona waxed Tennessee 38-13. I was shocked at that. I don't know. I think a lot of people were shocked at that. I don't know nobody had Arizona really waxing Tennessee like that. And everybody in that Arizona's Division One. So Tennessee, I picked Tennessee and I lost that. San Francisco won 41-33 over Detroit. Pittsburgh won 23-16 over Buffalo. Oh, yeah, matter of fact, I did pick 49ers over Detroit. And Pittsburgh won 23-16 over Buffalo. I picked the Bills. I lost that one. Eagles waxed the Falcons 32-6, and we're going to talk about that game, of course, and I had Atlanta. I picked Cleveland over the Chiefs for upset, and they lost 33-29, but I will say both of those teams look good. They look like they're going to win a lot of games. This was surprising right here was Green Bay got mollywopped. They got mollywopped 38-3 by the Saints, and the Saints look good. Jameis Winston looked good. Denver won 27-13 over the Giants. I picked the Giants. I lost that game. And I definitely lost the Green Bay game. Miami beat New England. I think I picked New England, but 17-16. We'll talk about that game too. Miami barely won. Chicago got waxed by the Rams. Matt Stafford looked good. 34-14 over the Bears. And last night, I haven't watched the highlights. I watched a couple sports announcers talk about it, but Vegas over Baltimore. Apparently, that was a real good game. I got to watch the highlights. I had Baltimore winning that game, and the Raiders lost. First, let me get into Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford looked great. He looked good. Every bit of what you know, Sean McVay was talking about in the offseason about him and Stafford. I mean, it looked like a match made in heaven. Now, it is game one, but they did play the Bears, who had a good defense for the last 3 or 4 years. Jameis Winston looked good, man. I mean, Jameis Winston looked real good. He looked finally like, you know, he's found a coach that's got him, that's play calling for him to keep him under control. He only took 20 passes. I think he was like 16 for 20. Five touchdowns? I think it was five touchdowns. I think he had five touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. Jameis Winston looked good. Like, he looked like not an elite quarterback, but a good game manager, because he wasn't even a good game manager. What else do I want to talk about? Browns, the Chiefs, definitely. Before that, let me get into this Eagles. Eagles look good. Eagles look good. I forgot the Eagles. They drafted the receiver from Alabama. I think his name is Devontae Smith. Eagles looked real good. I thought Atlanta was going to be so much better with that. A lot of people was thinking Atlanta's offense was really going to do something this year. I mean, they got Kyle Pitts. I mean, they just thinking Atlanta. But Atlanta just looks like they're leaving right where they left off. They really do. Eagles look good, man. Jalen Hurts look good. Receivers look good. Let's see. Let's look at the stats here. Pull up these stats. Give me a second. Jalen Hurts went 27-35, 264, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I mean, what more can you ask for? You know, and it, yes, Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith, he had 6 receptions, 71 yards, and a touchdown. That's a pretty good game one opening for a rookie, you know. And he's playing with a quarterback that he's somewhat familiar with, who played for Alabama as well, you know. So, yeah, Eagles definitely look good. Jalen Hurts look good. Nick Saban has got his last 3 quarterbacks are starting in the NFL right now. And 2 of them played against each other, you know. Cleveland Browns and Chiefs. I mean, I don't know what more to say about Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is probably the greatest young quarterback I've ever seen. I only remember, like, 1 quarterback that out the gate balled out like crazy. He only did it for 1 year. And actually, you know what? Pat Mahomes is probably the second. It's like Dan Marino and Pat Mahomes right now. That's like the class of great young quarterbacks. Now, I remember 1 season, RG3, his first year. I mean, I was hyped up to see him. I remember the first play of the game. It was like just a little pass to the outside receiver. And, like, I just remember, like, from day one, the game plan on RG3 and everything was just perfect. He balled out, took him to the playoffs. Had RG3 not get hurt, man, he literally probably could have took that team to the Super Bowl that year. But that injury literally messed up his whole career going forward. But, like, that was the only time I remember seeing a quarterback, like, from day one in my lifetime, because I'm 42. Dan Marino was, like, a little bit before my time of what he did with the Dolphins. I wasn't old enough to really remember that, you know, but RG3 bought out that first year and almost took him to the Super Bowl. Pat Mahomes is literally, since day one, it's just been balling out. Literally, since he took over the Rams, the Chiefs have been a Super Bowl contention every single year. And every single year, Pat Mahomes is healthy and that he'll be under the realm. I mean, Pat Mahomes is truly the next Tom Brady, man. He has to be. I can't think of a quarterback that many years he was under the helm, that they were literally Super Bowl contention every single year, you know, every single year. But, yeah, I got a lot of games wrong this week. I'm pretty sure a lot of people did. There's a lot of upsets, a lot of things you didn't expect to happen. But, yeah, Stafford looks great. Winston looks great. Mahomes looks great. Oh, yeah, and let me talk about Mac Brown a little bit. Mac Brown looked good, man. I mean, Mac Brown looked good for a rookie. And he played against a team that doesn't have a slouch defense at all. He played against a team that has a real good defense last year, you know. So it wasn't like he played against a scrub team. I mean, the Dolphins were a real good team last year. And that whole division has gotten a lot better. A lot better. All right, I want to get into a couple things. These are some little political topics. Before we do, please hit that click now subscribe button. Please hit that like, that share, comment, show love, or show hate. It doesn't matter. You know, any engagement is good engagement. You know, I accept all engagement on my podcast. All right, first thing I want to get into, more kids have died in Chicago this year than kids have died in all COVID deaths in the United States. So why y'all sitting there pressing the issue like there's a pandemic for kids going back to school and being vaccinated and masked up when more kids have died in one city in Chicago from shootings than all of COVID deaths of kids in the whole United States? Stop it, man. That is not a pandemic for kids. It's not a pandemic for kids. And it's not a pandemic for healthy people either. This is only a pandemic for non-healthy people. This idea okay, that it's my responsibility to prevent a non-healthy person from getting, you know, even more non-healthy? No, that's not my responsibility. Somebody, like, because the number one cause for most of these COVID deaths is obesity. And that is a choice. That is somebody that most people let themselves get to that point. They let themselves get out of weight. Trust me, I know. I'm getting a gut. I got hit by a car. I was laid up in a bed for 6 months. Me and my dog both got fatter, you know. And as soon as I was able to walk, I'm walking every single day. I see a lot of y'all overweight people. Y'all don't even walk to the damn mailbox. You know, it's not my responsibility to worry about an overweight person who doesn't worry about themselves. Now, some people are beasts because they're just overweight. But most people that are overweight, they let themselves get that way. And then you got anxiety. Okay, that's another choice. People are choosing to stress. Trust me, stress is a choice. I know that for a fact. Because I choose not to stress. Only thing I stress is when I lose a ton of money. If I lose a ton of money, that's the only thing I stress. Because then I won't be able to pay my bills. But as long as I can pay all my bills, and I'm able to keep food in my refrigerator, I'm not stressing nothing. I got everything in my household I need, you know. But yeah, this is so hypocritical that, oh, it's not a pandemic in Chicago that kids are being killed. You know what I'm saying? Innocent kids are being killed by strays sometimes. Some of the deaths are innocent kids being killed by strays. Then you got some of the deaths of kids killing other kids that are gangbanging. So they're not doing nothing to fix that pandemic. They haven't. As long as I've been alive, they haven't done nothing to fix the pandemic that's in Chicago. But, you know, less kids died all of the United States from COVID, and it's far worse to them. That's stop it. It's a double standard. It's hypocritical. What are y'all going to do about Chicago? Something has to be done, man. And to be honest with you, you probably got to do what Mayor Rudy Giuliani did to fix New York. I'm sorry. That's probably what you got to do. You know, people can say what they want about the stop and frisk in New York. But I've heard plenty of New Yorkers say that Mayor Giuliani cleaned that city up. That city was a war zone, man. You couldn't even walk down the street without getting robbed at gunpoint at one point, man. It wasn't even safe to walk down the street by yourself in New York in certain cities and certain neighborhoods and whatnot, you know. So they got to do something in Chicago. And they got to stop with this double standard. Kids aren't affected by COVID. There's more deaths in Chicago of kids being killed by gun violence and gang violence than all the COVID deaths of kids in America. Stop it. Y'all so hypocritical, man. It's not a pandemic for kids. It's not a pandemic for healthy people. It's only a pandemic for you non-healthy people. And it's not my responsibility for a complete stranger, for me to worry about a complete stranger's health. I got to worry about my own health. I got to worry about numero uno, myself. And that's the problem with society. People are too worried about other people, too worried about what somebody else tweeted in the past, what their political views are, what their racial views are. You know, people need to just worry about themselves, man. That's how things really go so much better in life, when you worry about yourself, you know. So that's the double standard, hypocritical. They ain't doing nothing about Chicago, but they want to kids to be vaccinated and wear masks, but y'all ain't doing nothing about the deaths of the kids in Chicago. All right, so Biden is trying to force every business with 100 or more employees to force vaccinations or weekly tests. Wow, that's unconstitutional. Because even if I have 100 employees, you ain't got no say-so over my business. Ain't nobody on this planet got no say-so over my business. It's my business. I built my business. Nobody helped me build my business. Not one single person on this planet helped me build my business. Not one single person on this planet invested money into my business. You don't have no say-so. Not you, not the government, nobody. This is my business. If I want to have 102 employees and have and they all choose to not be vaccinated, that's my choice. Because in my business, first of all, most of my employees would be working at home from the comfort of their own home. So why would I force anybody to get vaccinated that's got to work from home or wear a mask that's got to work from home? And that's what you did with most of the teachers anyways, and that's what you did with most of the schools anyways. You've been forcing people to teach from home, you know. And a lot of these jobs, Google, I don't even know if Google's having people come back to work inside of the job. They just let them, they might still be just working from home. A lot of these jobs could just let people work from home. So why would they need to be vaccinated? Or why would they need to force them to get a mask, you know? And this idea that y'all, if y'all let Biden enforce that every business has to get every single employee vaccinated, if they have more than 100 employees, then the government completely controls your business, to control your life, they control your employees, all these employees, they ain't got no dictation over the life. I don't want to hear any employee that runs and goes to get vaccinated because they don't want to lose the job say that they have any control over their life or any say-so over life. You ain't got no say-so over your life. None. Not when you give in to the government telling you you have no choice to get vaccinated or you can't work. You know, it's unconstitutional. I know Ben Shapiro said he ain't going for it, and they already got lawsuits ready to go. I know I'd be damned if the government was ever going to tell me that, you know, if I wanted to hire employees and over 100 of them. No, you're not going to sit there and tell me what I have to do with my business. It's my business. I'm going to run my business the way I feel. My business needs to be ran to be successful. And another thing is, I've always said this, as a businessman, the vaccine is a temporary solution. I'm not in the business of temporary solutions. Rest of y'all chumps might be in the business of temporary solutions, but I'm not. I'm in the business of permanent solutions. If it's not a permanent solution, then guess what? It's not a solution for me. As far as I'm concerned, if there's an issue in my life, a problem that I have to solve that needs a solution, I do not accept temporary solutions. If it is not a permanent solution, then it is not a solution. Temporary solutions are not solutions. You know why? Because they're temporary. You still got to find the freaking permanent solution for the temporary one. Let's stop it with this hypocritical stuff and this double standard, man. You still have to find the permanent solution for the temporary one. Duh. Freaking Democrats are dumber than a bag of bricks, man. I swear. Double standard. Bunch of hypocrites. Dumber than a bag of bricks. Don't live in the real world. Don't think past their own asses what half these things they come up with. You know, they don't even think past their own asses. They really don't. They just come up with an idea, and they don't think about none of the consequences, none of the reactions, the reactions of the action. Every action has a reaction, man. Democrats don't think about it one bit. If they did, it would be so hypocritical with all these double standards. All I do is go over double standards on this podcast all the time. 260-something kids killed in Chicago. Less than that killed from COVID in all of America. But they want to act like it's such a pandemic for kids at school. They got to be vaccinated. They have to wear masks, this, that, and the third. But y'all ain't doing nothing about Chicago kids being killed. What about the innocent college kid that got hit by a stray bullet? Y'all ain't doing nothing. Not a zilch. Squat. Nothing. Such hypocrites, man. And then now y'all want to sit there and try to control businesses, private-owned businesses. You don't get to control private-owned businesses. You didn't help start the business. You didn't invest in the business. You ain't got no say-so, Mr. Government, Mr. Biden, Mr. President. And I hate to say it, man. 42 years I lived, Biden is the worst president I've ever seen. I have not seen any president do any worse in my lifetime. I have not seen any president do this. I mean, we ain't even into the first year, man. And this is a complete failure, a disaster. It is a shit storm of a job. It is the shittiest job I've seen done. People could say all they want about Trump. He didn't do nowhere near as bad as a job as this. People just got in their feelings because they don't like Trump, because they can't control Trump. He's not a puppet on the string. He's not a super nice, fake, fraudulent, acting president like Barack Obama. He's not trying to win an Oscar for best acting president, because that's all Barack Obama was. The best actor president ever. Biden is the worst I've ever seen. And I'm not saying Barack Obama was the worst. I'm saying he was the best actor president of all time. He's a better actor than Ronald Reagan. Barack Obama was a far better actor than Ronald Reagan. Trust me on that. Because everything Barack said was an act. Because now he's taking a whole different stance. Now it's a whole different stance with him. You know? And I only voted for Barack because I thought he was actually going to do for something for people of color. He didn't do nothing. Squat, zilch, nada, nothing. Greatest actor of all time that was a president, Barack Obama, who helped the worst president of my lifetime. I mean, I've lived 42 years, and I'm sorry, Bush was better than this. Both of the Bushes, Clintons, Reagan, I mean, maybe Nixon. Maybe Nixon, you could say, was just bad, but Joe Biden is going to go down as one of the worst presidents ever in the history. I mean, awful job. He hasn't done one thing right. Not one thing right. You can't name one thing that Joe Biden has done that's right now. I mean, he's literally just made matters worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Afghanistan, the border situation, the jobs lost with the pipeline, inflation with all the money he's printed. Mister, I'm going to have all these people vaccinated, this, that, and the third, forcing, doing all these unconstitutional things, you know, trying to control private-owned businesses, trying to control our freedom of choice, our freedom of risk, our freedom of decisions, all that, you know. Worst president I've ever seen. To be honest with you, I should have voted for Trump. I'm not that it would have probably made a difference in getting Trump in office, not my one vote, but damn, I should have voted for Trump. Because Biden is the worst I've seen. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Please hit that click now subscribe button in the right hand corner. Hit that like, hit that share, comment, you know. If you're a liberal, leftist, go ahead, pour out your little hate comments, your hypocritical comments, your double standard comments. If you're somebody on the right that agrees with me, hey, appreciate your support. Show love. Don't forget my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. You need online marketing promotions for your business, your brand, or your product. Check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, if you're a cat lover, you're an animal lover, animal rights activist, please check out newlitter.com. We got t-shirts, hoodies, we got shoes, and we even got apparel for your dog to wear. We got dog bandanas as well with New Litter apparel on it. Also, don't forget my audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, Player FM, iHeart, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Or you can Google the Paul Pickett podcast as well. Don't forget, this is the Common Sense Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Paul Pickett, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Excuse me, at a burp. It's that Coca-Cola. Also, before I go, for Shizzle, I got to shout out to Dizzle. Just Add Ice, DizzleBrand.com. Just Add Ice. Do your Dizzle. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Coming soon to a ABC store, a bar, or a place that sells hard liquor near you. Don't forget, Dizzle is a mixture of cognac, agave tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, crisp lemon, and more. And I got my bottle right here. And I will tell you, whew, this Dizzle is no joke. For Shizzle, the Dizzle is no joke. I did a little episode, and at the end of the episode, I was toe up for the flow up. And I will say I'm a lightweight drinker, but even as a lightweight drinker, I mean, it was just like, boop, boop. So, yeah, and it was smooth, though. It was smooth. It wasn't like, you know, that make you want to feel like I want to Earl or anything, you know. I definitely, my day was done. I couldn't work after the rest of that day, but it is what it is, man. For Shizzle, check out thedizzlebrand.com. Check out newletter.com, promopals.biz. Follow my podcast. Also, don't forget to check out the vlogs, Promo Palace LLC, on YouTube as well. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.